Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 188 of Paranormal Stories. This episode I'm reading from Steve Herman's book, Spiritual Mediumship, A Medium's Adventures with the Spirit World. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. I'm going to be reading from chapter 1, which is titled My Childhood, and this section is titled My First Mediumistic Experience. And this is what Steve has written. Although my own mediumship was always strongly present, I nevertheless attended numerous classes and workshops for years, learning the mechanics of spirit communication. My first mediumistic experience took place when I was about 2.5 years old. I still remember the incident vividly. Around the time it happened, I read a children's book about Noah's Ark that I had taken out from the library, in which Noah was depicted as a kindly old man with a moustache. Before bedtime, my mother read me a book about world history that described Christian religious pageantry about the fall of Lucifer and his banishment from heaven by God and his angels. I remember asking my mother questions about what she had read to me. When I slept, I experienced an extremely vivid dream in which I travelled to heaven and met and conversed with God face to face. God possessed a thick white moustache and resembled the depiction of Noah in my children's book. God spoke to me about the situation with Lucifer and asked for my advice. As God talked with me, I remember that he seemed friendly and good-natured. Suddenly, I woke up from the dream fully conscious. My physical body felt as though it was completely rigid. Unable to move, I saw only darkness above where I lay in my crib. I heard a voice address me by name and begin to speak in a friendly and loving tone. I observed very close to my face the features of an older man who looked similar to the way that God appeared in my dream, with wavy white hair and a thick white moustache. The only difference was that his appearance now resembled that of a real person and not a children's book illustration. I did not recall all the details of our short conversation, but I do remember him talking about my mother. He insisted, "Tell your mother that you have spoken with me. You will tell her now, won't you?" After making me promise I would tell my mother, he was gone. The next day, while eating a meal, I found the opportunity to tell my mother about my experience. I had a dream about God. I spoke several times to get her attention. She responded, "You had a dream about God? That's nice." Little did she know that the individual I thought was God was her own father, who had passed away over 20 years before I was born. Although I strongly remembered this incident throughout my entire life, its significance was lost to me until a spiritualist medium brought through my grandfather, describing his appearance in detail and how he was guiding me from the spirit world. Although I never physically knew my grandfather, he is one of the many deceased relatives who have communicated evidential information through mediums that I've been able to investigate to validate their identity. Often, the best evidence is details not known to the recipient at the time of the communication. The higher spirits make great efforts to demonstrate the reality of life after death, especially to individuals who are skeptical of this truth. Small children are naturally receptive to communication from deceased loved ones and guides in the spirit world. I do not consider myself special in this regard. As a child, I was extremely shy and introverted, with only one or two close friends, and preferred to spend my time by myself rather than with larger groups of children. My elementary school teachers, concerned about my lack of friends, arranged for me to attend counselling sessions with the hope of integrating me more socially. Introversion as a child is a trait shared by many mediums. I know from my own experience that such introversion considerably enhanced my psychic sensitivity. I enjoyed spending time around nature, doing art, reading comic books, and playing with my favourite toy soldiers. As a child, I experienced travelling in my astral or spirit body to places in the spirit world. The beauty of the forests and clarity of the streams in such locations remains strongly in my memory. Many times, people hold the mistaken idea that there is no form in the spirit dimensions beyond this physical world. I know for a fact, based on early such experiences, that this is not the case. The spirit world, especially the levels closest in vibratory rate to the physical world, greatly resembles the features of the physical world. As I discovered as a child, the natural beauty of the spirit dimension is significantly greater than that of the physical world. The next section is titled, A Medium on Television. I remember before bedtime watching a television documentary that presented footage and commentary about various churches from around the world. My mind immediately focused on what was to come, with my eyes glued to the screen in anticipation, when the narrator announced that the next to be featured was a spiritualist church in England, where mediums communicated with the dead. I felt disappointed by the scene presented, which consisted of a man standing up in front of a church congregation and talking. As a child, I did not understand what was happening, but in retrospect, he was clearly a medium, delivering spirit messages to those present at the spiritualist service. As I watched this on television, I never imagined that many years later, as a professional medium, I would similarly deliver spirit communications before assemblies of people around the world. As an adult, I often wanted to find this footage, and I even unsuccessfully searched online for it. However, many years later, I eventually found the footage online and discovered the individual demonstrating clairvoyance was the well-known British medium Gordon Higginson. Although I never met Higginson personally, I have met many mediums from the UK who studied with him and attest to his powerful mediumistic abilities. On to the next section. This is titled, The Face in the Bushes. Throughout my childhood, I was highly open to the spirit world and psychically sensitive to the thoughts and energies of others. At the age of 7, I noticed and felt the energy field around my forearm and asked my mother about it. "That's just your arm hair," she replied. She did not understand my experience and, as such, did not encourage me with my intuitive development. A number of times, I heard a voice clearly call my name, at which point I would turn my head and find nobody present. In general, I considered such experiences as ordinary and was not disturbed by them. However, one event took place when I was 5 that frightened me. I remember it taking place on a beautiful sunny day in a garden located behind an old garage in the back of my family's house. The garden was overgrown with brush and trees surrounding it. As I happily skipped singing a tune and gazed into the green, I saw a green face with bright red lips staring back at me. Immediately, I dropped my belongings and quickly fled back to the safety of my mother, telling her about what I had unexpectedly seen. My mother was supportive and walked me back to the place where I had seen the face, but nobody was there. Since this incident occurred around Halloween, she concluded that most likely an older child dressed up in a mask had scared me. In retrospect, I believe that I perceived, with my clairvoyance, a nature spirit of some sort. Today I was reading from Steve Herman's book, Spiritual Mediumship, A Medium's Adventures with the Spirit World. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. And my book, titled Verified Near-Death Experiences, is on Amazon, and you can get it on paperback, audiobook, and on Kindle. A great way to support this podcast is to sign up on Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/ourparanormalafterlife, or click on the button on my homepage at pastliveshypnosis.co.uk. The links are in the show notes. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.